Corruption in China is so pervasive these days, even the Happy Meal hasn't been spared. That's since new evidence surfaced in recent weeks showing a Chinese food company cutting corners on meat safety. The company is Shanghai Huxi Food, and it's a major supplier to such foreign fast food chains in China as McDonald's, KFC, and Pizza Hut. Chinese media filmed workers at the factory appearing to repackage expired meat, even scooping it off the floor before shipping it off to some big-name American chains in China. Yuck. McDonald's there has responded by taking meat off its menu. So what do you do if you're jonesing for a Big Mac in Shanghai right now? Ruth Morris went to find out.
Walk into a McDonald's at the upscale Jing'an Shopping Center in Shanghai, and you'll see a lot of filet-o-fish sandwiches and French fries. You'll also see a notice at the cash register apologizing for the restaurant's limited offerings. What you won't see? Big Macs and quarter pounders. Rita, an expat from Korea, is here with her 5-year-old daughter, who's picking at her food.
I wanted to order Happy Meal with a cheeseburger for her, but I couldn't because they said they don't have. So I have to order fish burger and one for chicken burger for me.
The beef shortage is a result of last week's investigative news report by Shanghai-based Dragon TV. It accused a Shanghai company of repackaging expired meat and shipping it off to fast food chains like McDonald's and KFC in China. Restaurants stopped using the meat, and the supplier's American parent company, OSI Group, withdrew all products made at the Shanghai unit.
We love to believe, you know, like McDonald's,
Rita says we love to believe that big multinational companies with big brands to protect will go the extra mile to make sure the food they serve is safe. If she's in a foreign country and not sure whether local food might make her daughter sick, McDonald's it is. Engineer Yu Dongming is also finishing off a fillet of fish. He thinks McDonald's has done a good job responding to the food safety concerns by taking suspicious beef off the menu. In fact, some Chinese customers say they have more trust in American fast food restaurants than Chinese ones. But Yu thinks U.S.-based OSI has some explaining to do.
We know that we have let down our customers, the government, and the people of China.
OSI Chief Sheldon Lavin traveled to Shanghai to apologize for the tainted meat in a Monday press conference. His tone was contrite.
And we understand that we need to rebuild and again earn respect, trust, reputation, and forgiveness.
But some consumers are not in a forgiving mood. Outside one McDonald's restaurant, I met Wang Yao. She was waiting to be seated at a much busier dumpling restaurant next door. She told me she'd decided not to eat at McDonald's in China ever again. She said she would trust McDonald's if she were traveling abroad. Seated nearby, I met Spaniard Xavier San Juan, a sales manager for a trading company that ships Chinese goods to Spain. He said he felt the cards were stacked against foreign companies in China. State-run media have been criticized for playing up foreign companies' missteps while playing down wider food safety concerns, like the thousands of dead pigs found floating in a Chinese river last year. San Juan said he will continue to eat at McDonald's in China, meat or no meat. The company says it may take until early August or even longer to get beef back in their hamburger buns. For The World, I'm Ruth Morris in Shanghai.